The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Gems. Well, now it's time to talk about sport, and we've a potentially exciting weekend ahead of us. Will Arsenal maintain their unbeaten streak after their valiant draw against City last week? Manchester United go to Tottenham. What can we expect from that seesaw performances from that particular team? In the URC, all the provinces are playing. Shane Lowry, a bit adrift in the Spanish Open, and John Rahm, who is also there. He's a bit adrift as well. He's about four shots off the lead. Anyway, Adrian Barry from Off the Ball is with me. Good morning, Adrian.
Morning, Pat.
Now, we want to talk about football, first of all. Rodri injured last week, tears rolling down his face after that injury. He must have been in pain, but also looking at a fairly empty season ahead.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out, the impact that it'll have. Like Manchester City, Newcastle tomorrow, obviously a lot of people looking at it as the moneyed derby, Pat, and the little context here as well, with some news this morning that City had taken a case, a counter case almost, a preemptive case, some would have called it, against the Premier League. Began in June. They got a, it looks like there might be a ruling that would go in their favour in relation to that, all to do with the sponsorship bit, you know, the inflation of prices, so that they could sort of balance the books on the FFP side, the financial fair play stuff.
They're still in deep legal trouble, though.
They are, and that's ongoing. We don't know a huge amount about it, is one of the big issues that people have, but it is a little bit of context to the moneyed derby, as I'm calling it tomorrow.
Now, when City levelled last week, after the game, they were moaning and groaning about the way Arsenal were playing.
Yeah.
And there was all sorts of suggestions that Arsenal were employing the dark arts.
Yeah. You know, this is Arsenal of old, isn't it? That was the thing that certainly I grew up looking at Arsenal teams, the dark arts, boring Arsenal, 1-0 win to the Arsenal, all that sort of stuff. But Roy Keane is having absolutely none of it. I don't know if you've seen these quotes, but he's really gone in two-footed on Arsenal. He says, if Tony Pulis, Sam Allardyce, Steve Bruce, Neil Warnock set up a team like that for the second half, they're dinosaurs. He said, this is Arsenal we're talking about, not a championship team in the FA Cup, and that's hanging in there.
Listen, They were only 10 men.
They drew 2-2 at City. They should have won 2-1, and maybe that's the point that he's making. But like, that is a huge step forward. There'll be a lot of clubs that will go to Manchester City this season and get well beaten out the gap. So, listen, Roy is he doesn't hold anything if not strongly held views.
Yeah. Now, Manchester United are inviting Tottenham to join them in Old Trafford. Expecting something from United, you know, after the disappointment of the draw midweek. You know, they're just not firing.
They're not, and we seem to be having this conversation a lot. I mean, maybe over the last 10 years, but, you know, two mid-table teams, Pat, that we really should be talking about, at the very least, fighting, trying to get into the top four. But, I mean, things are so bad at United. I read some of the back pages this morning. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer would welcome the opportunity to get back to United. And this is a line of conversation that's being entertained. And it will hang over Erik ten Hag, I believe, for the next couple of months. And if things don't go right, I believe the sword of Damocles will eventually get him.
Yeah, I mean, we played a clip of him this morning talking about we need to score more goals. Thank you, ten Hag. The blindingly obvious. Now, looking at Liverpool Wolves, you'd expect Liverpool to comfortably win that.
Yeah, you would. And like, probably a lot of Liverpool fans, I'm sure, are sort of sitting back, grinning at the very least that, you know, all the conversation seems to be around City, Arsenal, and they will fight it out for the league. But I mean, I think, you know, another big win for Liverpool during the week. It was only the League Cup, but it was and only West Ham, but they did win 5-1. This is only Wolves, who've been awful this season, admittedly. You know, it shouldn't be a problem for a team with ambitions of winning the league, which I think quietly, at least, they definitely should have.
Now, we're coming to the end of football in League of Ireland. A few games left, and it's going to go to the wire.
It is going to the wire. There's a couple of games tonight, and it's obviously all eyes on Shelburne, really. They have Sligo Rovers tonight to see how they go. They've definitely been faltering a little bit over the last few weeks. A couple of results that haven't exactly gone their way. A few, you know, it wouldn't have actually taken a whole pile for them to have been close to be already over the line at this stage. But, you know, as it stacks up, they also have Pats to come. I think it's next week. They have Rovers to come shortly after that. And that is going to be obviously one of the crunch games. As it stands, they're 3 points clear at the top. You have Derry in second on 50 points. So both of those have played 30, and generally the rest have played 31. So listen, I saw Roberto Lopez, the Shamrock Rovers player, in the papers today saying they haven't given up ambitions of the title just yet, but you would think with an extra game played, 4 points behind, it probably is cooked for Rovers.
But they're not in Rovers talking about that at all. They're talking about their manager, Stephen Bradley, and his comments about the referee.
He's sticking by his guns. They were awarded what admittedly shouldn't have been a penalty last weekend, and Stephen Bradley was very uncomplimentary towards the referee afterwards, in a way that I felt he could have made his point. He could have said this was never a penalty. It's damn sure.
I mean, if it makes the difference between winning the title and not, and there are financial implications in all of these things, so a referee makes a dodgy decision, and you're not allowed to say that was a dodgy decision.
Brian Kerr on the TV coverage afterwards said, if Shamrock Rovers don't win the league this season, it won't be because of that decision. And I go with that entirely. You know, this is a cumulative thing that happened across the season. Shamrock Rovers haven't been good enough across the season. Should that have been a penalty? Reasonable enough to say it shouldn't have been. But I also think there's a way, you know, the tone of the commentary in relation to the referee, I think was OTT.
But I presume it's all down to the footage that's available, which can prove definitively that was not a penalty. So we're all the bar room experts then. We can say that was no penalty, but the ref, whether he was cited or not, in that instant, he's got to make a decision.
And we're so used to giving out about VAR and spending our time like looking at VAR, maybe it might have been useful.
Now, the URC, all the provinces in action?
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see. You have Keane Healy tonight at the Aviva. It's the first outing at the, I mean, it's not the new ground, but the new ground for the rest of the season at the very least. They have the Dragons there this evening. You have Keane Healy, 281 appearances he'll make for Leinster tonight. That'll push him past Devon Toner as the most capped Leinster pair.
And it's likely no one will ever come near that.
It's so ridiculous. And Alan Quinlan was making the points only a few minutes ago on Off the Ball Breakfast that you consider the international career that Keane Healy had. You do often get players who don't have an international career who will rack up an awful lot of appearances for the province because they're not away internationally. But he's done both of those things, over 130 caps for Ireland, 281 appearances for Leinster. It's really incredible. A lot of changes in the team tonight. Some senior players in there. That might be about trying to get bums on seats because you wouldn't typically expect those senior players, Van der Fleer, McCarthy, Jimmy O'Brien and others to come back into the team at this stage of the season. But there they are.
Yeah, for forwards particularly to have a long career, given the knocks they take.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And the hard work they do.
And in that position as well, you know, like, I mean, the front row, you know, you mentioned about the dark arts and all that stuff. And he's had a couple of injuries as well that have been, he had a hand injury 3 or 4 years ago that I think he was out for an awful lot longer than would have expected and possibly even threatened his career. But 281 is an unbelievable number.
Finally, Shane Lowry, well adrift in the Spanish Open.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's very early to be sort of writing him off. But I think, you know, with the lead currently at a 200 par, 800 par for Angel Hidalgo of Spain leading the way. John Rahm, you mentioned earlier on, it'll be all eyes on him heading into the weekend. Nothing better than that home player on 500 par heading in. And you've a long way to go back to Shane Lowry, who I think is on 2 over pat. I just can't find him on the screen in front of me here.
He's 10 off the lead. He was overnight anyway.
4 over par and yet to tee off for the day.
All right, Adrian Barry from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.